Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, bringing the island's community together.
You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and of course online.
Yes.
And on the app and on your smart speaker.
Yes.
With me, Kelvin.
And me, Maggie.
It's the Tuesday afternoon show. It is now 2:30, more
it
or
is.
Less. And we've got our next guest in, have we not?
We have. We have Mr. Drew. Well, his name is Drew, from Drew's Brews.
Yes, hello. Good afternoon.
Can
we get how a little bit closer to that microphone? That would be great. Now, Drew's Brews, I know what it is, but for the listener out there, it's coffee, is it?
It's a mobile coffee van. Essentially everything you'd get in a coffee shop.
Ooh.
So you've got one of those big machines that hisses and bangs.
It does all the hisses and all the banging,
yeah. But that's in the back of a van?
That is in the back of, it's now in the back of a Volkswagen Caddy.
Oh, that's a bit bigger. The last time I saw you, in a tuk-tuk.
It was in the little orange tuk-tuk, which proved to be a little bit unreliable.
Oh, dear.
As some people know, the gearbox packed up sort of about a year ago, and I never had any luck fixing it. So, got the upgrades.
That's not much good, is it?
Not much good.
No, but I think you've made the right move. Slightly more room in it as well, I suspect.
As it turns out, I should have done this right from the start, but you learn from your mistakes.
You do.
It's a bit bigger, it's a bit faster getting to places, it's 100% more reliable, and I've got a nice warm cab that I can sit in.
You go to from place to place to just basically do good coffee?
Yeah, absolutely. That's sort of how it started, was with coffee, just a love for it myself. It sort of evolved into the coffee van business. Mm-hmm. So, at the moment, go around, it's pure, well, the coffee machine, I do teas, hot chocolates, cold drinks and some bit. I've got a contract with the Forestry Commission, so I'm at Firestone Copse most of the week and weekends, and then on a Monday and Friday morning, I go to Liz Earle down in Ryde.
Mm-hmm.
For some of the staff who
that's
like
a good
coffee.
Idea.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So they have a
posh coffee. Twice a week, two posh coffee days. Just for a couple of hours. It's just down the road from home, so it's quite nice for me.
That can't be bad.
And it's a treat for them. No, not bad at all. At the moment, Lizzo, Firestone Copse, every other day. As long as the weather's good, and then sort of come Easter time, like as we all know, there's plenty of events all across the island.
Yeah.
So I plan on getting to as many of those as possible.
So is your van self-sufficient, or do you have to plug it in somewhere, or be next to a fire hose, or?
No fire hose. It's all safe.
It's all on board.
It's all safe.
No, meant for water, fire hose.
Yeah.
Not because it's not going to burst into flames.
So I've got the options. I can hook up to the mains option's available.
Yeah.
Or if not, it runs. So the espresso machine is sort of one of a kind. It's the only commercial espresso machine you can get that will run on gas as well as electric.
All right.
So it's got a built-in LPG tank underneath the van. It's normally where the spare wheel would go.
Yeah.
So I've had an LPG tank fitted. And basically the rest of the electrics through a leisure battery and an inverter.
Oh, right.
So it's completely self-sufficient. No generator. Lots of people ask, there's no noise from a generator. I don't need to.
No, that's brilliant.
So it's quite nice. Everything's pretty silent, apart from the hisses and the bangs from the coffee.
Well, yeah, but that's the sounds you want to be able to
hear. That's sort of... that's kind of the selling point, the steam gun, the sound of the grinder
and
the
smells.
And it's proper coffee as well.
Yeah.
So can you take it to things like weddings or parties or garden parties? Or
yeah, absolutely. So the thing I have to look out for is obviously permission from whoever owns the land.
Well, of course, yeah.
So Firestone Copse, Forestry Commission, that's fine. Anyone that's having a wedding reception, they've obviously hired the venue, so that's fine as well.
Okay.
I'm absolutely available for any wedding receptions, any like private parties, name it. If you need a coffee, I'd like to think I'm your man for the job.
Yeah, sounds like a brilliant idea to me.
So, it's a bit different, isn't it, to have that at a wedding rather than anything else?
Yeah, sure. I haven't done any weddings with the new van just yet. but I've done a couple in the old Tuk Tuk.
Yeah.
That was over at New Barn Farm in Calbourne. And both events really, really popular. Everyone
That's
really
good.
Liked the coffee. And it's, I think it's quite fashionable at the moment to have these sort of, I call them festival style weddings with
relaxed.
Yeah, with I think we went to one recently where they had the evening meal. Wasn't an evening meal, it was a burger, it wasn't a van, it was a burger bar with burgers and hot dogs, and it was really good because you could just go and have as many as you wanted or not, as the case may be.
Or people have the ice cream vans come up,
the ice cream vans,
yeah, it's a good idea. It seems, as you say, very fashionable to do that now. Sell your coffee at Fast and Cops, that's a price you charge for that, which reflects your charge for being there, that kind of thing.
Yeah, another thing is, like, I don't like to rip people off.
No.
I know that some of the big chain coffee shops I find quite expensive, and for what it is as well. Obviously, it's a business that I'm trying to run, so I need to make money, but they're all reasonable prices. You know, a cappuccino or a latte, I charge £2.
Yeah.
Which at Firestone as well, it's the kind of money that people have normally got in the car for parking.
And you're in the middle of a field.
Brilliant, isn't it?
In the middle of a field having a coffee for £2.
Yeah, freshly made cup of coffee.
People seem to really enjoy it. It's so nice to hear compliments, not just about the coffee, but the fact that you're able to get a coffee at the end of a cold, muddy dog walk.
Yes.
And, you know, just have a chat with you. You know, because so many of the dog walkers meet up with each other on a daily basis and like to stand around and have a chat afterwards. And no, they're doing
they don't pay you in cold, muddy dogs then.
No, but I love the dogs all the same as well.
Have a cold, muddy dog. There
good.
You go.
But your van's quite easy to spot, isn't it?
I would say so. Bright orange.
Yep. It doesn't have dino rod on it.
It doesn't have dino rod on it. No, it's just the Drew Fruits logo. It's the same colour as a popular tomato soup, as I discovered.
Oh, okay, yeah. Still got Drew from Drew's Brewing.
We have.
With the bright orange van, which is no doubt resplendent in their car park outside at the moment, And
there's people going, where's my coffee?
I want some coffee. I want some proper coffee. You got into this because you love coffee.
Yes.
And you like proper coffee that's not too pretentious like some places.
Well, no, not too pretentious. It did start off... me and a good friend of mine. Before I started this, I'd done sort of 10 years doing bar and restaurant work, hospitality.
Right.
And there was always that, you know, come to work in the morning, make yourself a coffee. And it's me and quite a good friend. We quite got into it. And then they changed the coffee supply to a cheaper instant brand. And so we started bringing our own in.
I see.
And then it sort of evolved into like buying the ground coffee in a French press and then buying a little domestic espresso machine for at home and then the next thing it's escalated into
a van,
into a big old van and trying to make my way doing it.
Good for you.
But you said you could be hired for weddings and events, but you're also going to be doing festivals and that as many as you can this year.
I do as many events, festivals as I can possibly do. Some of the big festivals I know that the pitch fees are higher to get in, so I don't know if I'd go for that straight away. But certainly you know, some of the smaller events, I've got lots that I'd like to go to.
Good for you.
And a few bits sorted already. Previous years, I've done bits at the Literary Festival.
Yeah.
So I hope to be back there this year. I've done some bits with Gift to Nature. So I've got something lined up with them this year as well.
Good.
A few other festivals as well, but I've not heard anything yet, so I don't want to, you know,
to anything confirmed. No, you wait until you've got confirmation that it's actually happening.
Absolutely.
And being self-contained, I mean, how long can you last without any input from the outside world in terms of water and power and that kind of thing?
Right. So I'm still working it out with the new van, but I know roughly LPG, it was not difficult to work out, but on the old Tuk Tuk, it had a 16-litre LPG tank. Mm. So an espresso machine would probably for over a fortnight, it cost me maybe £10 in LPG.
Right.
So not too much, and that would be constant use. Now I've got the LPG tank's like 3 times the size on the new van, which is great. It means I don't have to top up as often. I left it 6 weeks before topping up, and it still wasn't empty.
Good.
Oh, that's so good. So you've got plenty of gas.
Plenty of gas.
What about water?
Water, I use 2 of the big 20-litre like water fountain bottles, which I fill up at home.
Yeah.
Per session, as it were?
Per session, yeah. I fill up fresh every day.
Yeah, I didn't imagine you wouldn't, but I was just thinking,
no, if you're in a festival, there for 6 weeks.
if you're at a festival, you've got to go and physically get that.
At a festival, I think, well, when it comes around to it, I'll have extra bottles.
Yes.
So the nice thing about having the bigger van and the separate individual water tanks is that I can add as many in as I like. At the moment, I've got 2 20-litre bottles, so I can take 40 litres with me. I've never used that much in a day yet.
Okay. So you're quite self-sufficient.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then the battery has always lasted a day, so I can go for...
You can always turn the engine on if you need to, I suppose.
No, the battery isn't wired into...
Oh, it doesn't self-charge?
No, it doesn't self-charge. It's something that I want to sort out, just because the batteries are really heavy and I've got to carry them in the house every day to charge them up.
Right.
It's a bit of a pain and give me a bad back.
Yeah.
So it's something that I am going to get.
You've got 2 options there, which I won't discuss on air, because that's the sort of thing I can talk to you about for hours.
Yeah, sure.
But, that's good, but I'm glad you're planning ahead. So if people want to contact you, what do they do?
How do they get hold of you book you?
So most people just get me via the Facebook page.
Okay. That's fine. That's what lots of people do on business these days.
So is that Drew's Brews?
Yeah, that's it's Drew's Brews, IOW, Drew's Brews, Isle of Wight.
Okay.
It's, I do the Instagram as well for social media, but obviously you can't really contact me through that. The email address is drew@drewsbrews.co.uk, so nice and simple.
Yep.
And the mobile as well, which is, I could regret giving this out now.
Go on then.
07 927 641 968.
Okay, yeah, I've got a nice picture of a close up picture of your coffee machine, but in action on your Facebook page.
Is it all nice and shiny?
It's lovely and shiny.
Yes.
It's got to be kept shiny.
Yes, yeah, so lots of interesting looking meters and things and buttons to press.
So do you have biodegradable cups and stuff?
Yeah, I do. I've only just recently moved on to them, actually.
Right.
But it's something that obviously a lot of people are getting on board with.
Yeah.
Something that, one, I need to do because everyone else is doing it, and two, because it does matter, and I'm pretty sure it does make a difference. So, the compostable cups, and I'm now using wooden sticks as well. Not as good for stirring your drink,
but
again...
That'd have to do, wouldn't
it? Yeah, it'd have to do.
So could I bring my own cup,
you can,
reusable cup to you?
You can bring...
Can I have a coffee, please?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely, and I'll give you a slight discount on the price as well.
Is it 1 penny or...?
No, 20 pence. 20 pence a cup if you bring your own.
Oh, right. Oh,
that's worth it.
That's worth knowing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, that's how much it cost me for a cup, so...
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
That's it. So I do get some people, they come out with the extra large cups, which again I can do, but it's not always menu price if you're going to bring a super large one.
No, absolutely not.
I do have to.
It's having a bit of a cheek, isn't it?
Yeah, but we can. I'm sort of negotiable.
Yeah.
You know.
Brilliant, I think.
Cheers, very brilliant. It's brilliant. Excellent idea. Hope you do well this year. We'll see you at a few festivals. We're going to be at one or two of them, so if we do, we'll pop over and say hello.
Please do.
And we'd hope you come back later in the year, tell us how you got on.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Because the community needs to know you're there, because if they don't know you're there, they can't buy coffee from you, can they?
No.
Indeed. But thank you for coming in, Drew.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we will see you again soon, hopefully.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing@vectisradio.fm.